Peace up, A-Town Daddy. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Usher. Let's go.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sportsnap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Did you know that this came from 2004? Be honest. Be honest. 2004 is our Throwback Thursday because the Boston Red Sox went on to win the Game 6 against the New York Yankees in what is known as the Bloody Sock Game. Curt Schilling dazzled for the Red Sox in Game 6 at Yankee Stadium with that bloody sock that they just couldn't get enough of in the broadcast way back then.
I think, didn't they show it every pitch?
Almost
every
pitch.
If I'm trying to remember correctly.
They were like, we're riding this.
Like, we didn't even see him. We didn't even see him throw the ball.
It's a heroic moment, and we are going to focus on the bloody sock. Everyone, you know, if you were a baseball fan and you were around, you know that the Yankees were up 3-0. Mm-hmm. Looks like they were cruising. And then the Red Sox fought back, won 2 games, went back to Yankee Stadium for Game 6, and they needed an outing from Curt Schilling, who's a starting pitcher. But the problem was he had an ankle injury. He had to get sort of some tendon, like, attached and sutured up so they could hold on to that ankle so it could be stable enough so he could go out there and pitch. And Schilling pitched, and he was great. And everybody looked at that sock and went, what's going on? Is it going to pop? Is it going to burst? What's happening? How long is he going to last? Is he going to fall and start screaming in agonizing pain? But he did not. And the Red Sox went on to win Game 6, and then they crushed the Yankees in Game 7, and then beat the Cardinals in the World Series to end their 86-year drought. And that was the start of good things for the Red Sox, because they would go on to win in 2007, 2013, 2018. And sort of that World Series curse that had plagued Boston forever was sort of taken away. And a lot of it had to do with the start of that really was winning 2 games in Boston, but really to go back to Yankee Stadium, a place that they couldn't win. They had a hard time winning. Remember, Aaron Boone hit a home run in 2003 that ended their playoff hopes of getting to the World Series.
It was given a new middle name.
Given a new middle name, exactly. And really, the bloody sock game was really the turning point. Yeah, you can point to Dave Roberts' steal, and everybody does, you know, because that really sort of kick-started Game 4, and they won Game 5. But it's one thing to win games at home when your backs are against the wall, and you've got the support, and you feel better at home. It's another thing to go to the stadium, a place filled with ghosts. Derek Jeter used to talk about it all the time. The ghosts show up. And they did it all the time for the Yankees in their run in the 90s. And they didn't. The ghosts were quiet, and they did not help the Yankees in those 2 games. And Bloody Sock Game 6 was the start of really the run that the Red Sox made en route to the World Series. It's really weird because I remember, like, you know, having grown up in New England, and I heard it about all the time about the drought. My father never saw them win the World Series, and my grandfather, et cetera. And you'd hear all of these stories, especially in 86 when they lost to the Mets and they thought that they had ended it. But for a team that had all of this bad luck, right, had gone to the World Series and Carlton Fisk hits a home run and church bells are ringing in 75 all throughout New England, but they lost that series to Cincinnati. I mean, they lost it. 86, one strike away in Game 6, and they're putting up the Red Sox congratulations banner accidentally on the screen at Shea Stadium, and Met fans are in disbelief, but single after single after single, and then a mistake, and then a pass ball, and next thing you know, Mookie Wilson is up the line, and Buckner goes through his legs, and the Mets win the game, and the Red Sox lose it in 7 the next 2 nights later. I didn't think the Red Sox, after winning the series against the Yankees, they would go on to win Game 7 the next night. I didn't think they would be stopped by St. Louis, and that's counter to a lot of people who thought they would. It would be just so Red Sox to win a game in a series like this. Down 0-3, bloody sock, annihilate the Yankees in game 7 to lose to the Cardinals. But I felt like the Red Sox were just going to win that series. I just felt like, you know what? It's over. The Red Sox are going to win the series against St. Louis, and they did. They did relatively easily, winning in Busch Stadium. And a lot of it was the momentum carried on this day in 2004 when Curt Schilling and the Bloody Sox beat the Yankees in Game 6.
Yeah, it's crazy about this series, too. I, for the life of me, can't even remember the World Series.
Yeah, it's very, very, very faint.
Yeah, because this was the World Series. I mean, this was the, you know, I mean, you talk about the Red Sox having to break that 86-year curse. It had to be done. It almost feels like it had to be done this way. It had to be done against the Yankees.
Right.
There was no other way to, you know, get that monkey off your back. There was no other way.
You had to beat the Yankees. You're right. You had to beat the Yankees. You had to get it. You had to get it.
But it feels like it had to be done this way. It's like it had to be. You had to go down 3-0 where it looks like the Yankees are just cruising to yet another World Series. Sure, they dropped Game 5. You know, Yankee fans aren't sweating. You know, they dropped Game 6. Still not sweating. Or Game 4 and 5. You know, they don't care.
Go back to New York.
Wrap it all up. And, yeah, I mean, this game, God, I remember sitting there watching in awe. And I was like everyone else. It's like, you know, how is this ankle? Will the foot just fall off?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be. I thought every time he came out to pitch, I remember going because we were at a family kind of reunion at the during that time, and I remember going, "Is this guy going to fall off the mound?" I mean, I remember my brother and I were just kind of buzzing about it, and I was like, "How is that happening? Like, how is he keeping? Is he like at any moment you expected him to just go, that's it, I'm done.
Yeah.
I came, I did the best I could, but this is not gonna work.
Not gonna hold.
Yeah, but it did. It did. And it was funny because it's again, you're right. It's a series that I remember John Sterling saying Yankee Radio after the series is over, they sort of made a point about it. That in game 4, he said, and the Yankees are one out away from sweeping the Boston Red Sox. Mm-hmm. Who would have thunk it?
Everyone.
And everyone thought they would. And then the Red Sox, we're just going to, Dave Roberts steals a base, boom, next thing you know. Yeah. But it really wasn't, you really weren't, if you were a Yankee fan, you weren't nervous about this series. Until Curt Schilling was doing what he was doing, I was like, wait a minute, hold on. This is a game 7, and now we're facing a game 7? Like, we could have won this thing at any moment.
Yep.
And just moved on to another World Series.
Couldn't beat the guy on the mound?
The guy on the mound with a bloody sock and, you know, an ankle that's put together by string is pitching a gem, and we can't do anything?
Just duct tape. That's all it was. It was just duct tape.
Exactly. And, you listen, the Red Sox winning the World Series was just one of those moments. It's like the Cubs in 2016. It just was one of those moments that the emotion of joy that people felt around New England was great. Same thing with the Cubs. But what ended up happening for the Red Sox was, it really did allow the Cubs haven't done this yet. I'm a little surprised they have not done that yet. But it was, you know, that cliche monkey off your back. For the Red Sox, it was a monkey off the back. They started winning World Series, like a bunch of World Series after that. They ended up giving their fan base, oh, you haven't had one in 86 years? How about we give you 4 in a 14-year period? How about that? You like that? And that was, you know, the next thing you know, you're never thinking you would buy a Red Sox World Championship t-shirt. You're buying a bunch of them over a decade and a half. You know, and that's how they did it. They did it because at one point they went, nah, that's enough. And 86, I remember 86 because I was in school and all my teachers were Red Sox fans and whatnot. And I wasn't. I was born in New York. I was a Yankee fan at a young age, and I was the outlier to all of it. My brother was the real Red Sox fan when we moved to New England. But I remember teachers being like super excited. They had Red Sox shirts on and, you know, things like that. And I was in school. I was a kid and everyone was happy. But I remember the Red Sox in 86, they played on a Saturday night. That was game six. They got rained out on Sunday, so they were playing Monday. And I remember Monday, like, my teachers being like, yeah, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if they're going to win. They were just already depressed. They were already sad. They had a day. The baseball gods gave them the worst thing in the world. One strike away from ending a drought. One strike away from celebrating with Papa and Dad, you know, like having a big old family reunion. One strike away. And the baseball gods went, nah. And they knew Game 7 was not going to go their way. It didn't matter if it was played on Monday, Tuesday, it could rain again. They did it. 2004, the Bloody Sock game, that's our Throwback Thursday today, they started to really feel different. They started to really feel like, wait a minute, if that guy can go out there with a taped up, sewed up ankle and pitch on with blood coming into his sock, and we win that game, we could win it all. And they did. All right, we will continue. Talk more about baseball from last night and also Thursday Night Football.